on the air.
You're on the air.
Whoa, am I on the air?
On the air!
What's going down?
Very exciting, big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
You're not really listening to me, are you?
I feel great, man. I feel great!
Moron, you're on the air.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Our guy here today, our special guest, is from Adena. We'll be talking with him in just a little bit. Your chance to win an opportunity to go see the Joe DiMassina concert, also to meet Joe DiMassina backstage. That's coming up in a little bit. Shut up. In just a little bit. Incredible show for you today, live in studio. So this is a great day to actually watch the Facebook live stream. Frank, you want to wave to the Facebook audience?
Good morning,
there,
everybody. Yes, how you doing? This, how you doing, Miss Loretta?
There you go. Who's Miss Loretta?
She's a bus driver.
A bus driver. Okay, great.
Miss Darla. Darla's my wife.
Oh, okay, great. Good. And they're watching now.
Oh, I think Miss Loretta is.
Your wife is not?
I don't know if she is or not.
Oh, for the love of God, Frank. She's give her a call. Wake her up. Make sure she's watching. Anyway, you can see the show today. In addition to hearing it on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, you can see it the Facebook live stream. Our very special in-studio guest is Frank Hoagland, former state senator, who is now running for state house, which seems like kind of a step down, 96th district against Ron Ferguson. These are both Republicans. This is a big Republican fight in the primary, and apparently, I don't know if there's any love lost between them. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know. We're going to find out. We got Frank Hoagland for the whole hour, and we're very happy to have him here. Frank, welcome officially to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I am doing fine.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
A little chilly outside.
Oh, you think? Holy cow. You know, you're a Navy SEAL, and already you're complaining about the weather. Are you the only one who actually would actually complain about that, being a Navy SEAL? I thought
you
guys were tough.
Talking about it a little earlier, well, just how chilly it is outside.
Well, I'm a wuss, but I mean, you're better than I am. Anyway, so he sends me this, because I asked him, well, what are we going to talk about? What the hell do I know about Frank Hoagland or any of these guys? You know, I'm not some idiot talking into a microphone. But here's what I said. Okay, what do we talk about? And here's what he sent. Frank Hoagland, born in Steubenville, third son of Richard and Berlene.
Mother.
Hoagland, father was a Green Beret, Vietnam veteran, transferred to Panama Canal. Frank spent the greater part of his childhood years in Panama, going to school, U.S. military base. In 1982, Frank graduated from Buckeye North High School. 20 days later, joined the U.S. Navy boot camp. He's been married to wife Darla, who really should be watching and listening to this right now, Frank, I got to tell you, for more than 30 years. Two sons, Josh and Luke, are they local? Are they around here?
Josh is in California and Luke is local.
Okay. And either one of them with Navy SEALs or anything like that? Okay. Then two granddaughters. How old are the granddaughters?
One's 8 and the other one was just recently born.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a little less than 6 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. Frank spent 21 years United States Navy, retired as a BMCS. That's a SEAL, right?
No, bosun's mate. See, when I was in the military, you had to have an NEC. When I was in the Navy, NEC is the Navy Enlistment Code. All right, so everybody had to go through an A school. And I actually went through A school to be a hull technician, which is a welder. I did extremely well during welding school, basic A school, and then I went on to C school. I went from E2 to E4 with this just in a few months, and then when I finished E school, I had to wait a year, then I became an E5.
Okay, but it says
that was
SEAL.
Hull technician, but that says bosun's mate, right? So I ended up changing my rate twice while I was in the teams because they did not make any more. In the hull technician world, they didn't make any more. I passed the test, but PNA is what they called it, passed but not advanced.
Yeah.
And then that's a funny story if you don't mind me telling it.
Go right ahead.
So while I was in the teams, Fred, who was our master chief, he says, you need to be a gunner's mate. If you go gunner's mate, you're going to make first class. Well, I have a brother who's in the teams with me at the same time. Well, we were in Puerto Rico doing some training, and we were up all night long. I had to study for the test. It was a big test. And I go in to go take the test, and I thought I was taking the gunner's mate test. Well, when the proctor handed out the test, he handed me a bosun's mate test. And I'm like, well, wait a second. How did I get a bosun's mate test? And the proctor says, is this your signature? Because you got to sign a piece of paper in the military. And I looked at the piece of paper, and I knew exactly whose signature that was. But my brother actually changed my rate to bosun's mate. I took the bosun's mate test. I had no clue what the heck I was taking a test on the bosun's mate. I still passed the test.
Jeez.
So I was able to change my rate to bosun's mate. And then a few years later, I ended up making chief.
That's great. So are you a SEAL?
Yeah.
Do you have to go through that Hell Week thing in San Diego?
I did.
You had to stay up. How many hours without sleep?
You know, it was just Hell Week. You know, it was just a...
Well, yeah, but how many hours did you have to stay up without being able to sleep?
I think it was like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, my God. How did you do that?
One hour at a time. We started off, I don't know, Randy Morgan, Captain Morgan was our class OIC at the time, officer in charge. I was just an e-nothing slave. You got to figure, I had 18 months in the Navy. I was getting my butt handed to me because I was a rate grabber. They call push-button petty officer because I went to E1 to E5 fairly quickly. And, I don't know, Randy's like, we just had our 40th in class reunion. And Randy and I were
SEALs?
Talking. Yeah. The Buds class that I call Buds. You guys call it SEAL training. But
SEAL sounds cooler on radio.
Does it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So let's call it SEALs.
All right, well.
Thank you.
Randy and I were talking along with several of the other guys, and I don't know what the ratio was. I mean, 134 was the Buds class that I graduated with. It said that, you know, like there was 140-plus people, but it was only 14 original guys that made it through at the end of 6 months.
Oh, my God.
But out of that, you know, we actually graduated a little over 20 guys, but those were rollbacks from other classes. Hell Week.
What's the toughest part of Hell Week?
The whole week. I mean, you're putting out the whole week. I mean,
they're throwing you in the ocean and they're tying you up.
Yeah, the water temp was 54 degrees.
Ah!
And we're talking about 3 degrees out here. We're all wrapped up.
Oh, yeah. So do they tie you up and then throw you in the water?
That's pool. That's drown proofing. Yeah, they did that. But that wasn't during Hell Week.
Oh.
That was separate. I mean, people always talk about, you know, SEAL training, you know, the physical aspect of it and so on and so forth. But the academics is extremely important.
Yeah, but that is not as much fun.
Talking to everybody that's out in the audience, look, kids, learn your mathematics. Learn how to read, write, add, subtract, multiply, and divide. That's what saved my butt.
How?
Because when I went through the military-based school housing, the schools, on a military basis, Mrs. Kalua, she was my grade school teacher. We had to learn math. I mean, it was extremely important to learn math. Matter of fact...
Why? For SEALs, why do you need math?
Oh, the academics. I mean, you're talking about Archimedes' principle, Henry's law, Dalton's law, Boyle's law, Pascal's law.
But how do you apply that to kill terrorists?
It's all about pressures. You got to have the ability to shoot, move, and communicate. Just like, how do you apply all the stuff that you're doing right here on that?
I don't. It's a train wreck.
But I see you doing it.
It's a train wreck.
But you're still talking time, speed, distance, knowing where you are at all times, understanding the gravity pull when you're jumping out of an airplane, knowing where you're going to land.
My God in heaven.
Boyle's law. You're looking at, you know, at the surface, we're at 14.7 PSIG. Or you can look at it from the European perspective at 14.5 PSIG. As soon as you start going underwater, the pressure changes, so you got to understand the dive tables. Then you got to understand the heat. So there's a lot of academics. There's a lot more academics than people realize, and most of it's all math.
My goodness gracious. Let me wrap this part up here to give you your prompts here. You spent 30 years dedicated to conducting dynamic operations globally. You're a team leader, ran operations globally. Frank and Darla own and operate a business. START Special Tactics and Rescue Training, pre-deployment training location for troops deploying during a global war against terrorism. Are you still in business with that?
No, actually, we don't. We the business now has turned into construction.
Construction, okay. Mm-hmm.
My son has started up a construction business, and he's actually doing very well with it.
That's great. If he needs advertising, have him get in touch with me. I'll be more than happy to help him with that. And you own and operate Old Glory and Embroidering Shop, is that right?
Yeah, well, that's mostly my wife and Miss Elise. They
Miss Elise?
Miss Elise lives actually right off the road here. Her and my wife started up Old Glory embroidering and basically t-shirts, hats, whatever.
Like your hat, I'm all in?
Yep.
That's great. That is great. And you served a great state of Ohio from 2017 to 2023, state senator representing 30th District. 30th District includes what?
Back then, actually, there was two different perspectives or two different areas. So it did go from basically Carroll County all the way down to Meigs County. And then, and Athens, Washington. I mean, there was 10 different counties involved.
Wow.
And then when they did the maps, it ended up getting over towards old Cambridge and, what the heck was it? It'd come to me. What was
Monroe the, and?
Well, Monroe was already
Guernsey?
Part of Guernsey, I think it was.
Okay.
Guernsey.
All right, now, and you're running for Ohio 96th District in the Republican primary against Ron Ferguson. What's the 96th District?
So that's all of Jefferson County, part of Belmont County, and all of Monroe.
Okay, and why? After you've done all of this cool stuff, why you want to run for a state House seat?
That's interesting. So really what ended up happening is about a year ago, I went to the Township Association winter Christmas dinner in Mingo, and the township guys were really upset. I'd had no clue what was going on. I haven't been in office. And they were really upset. And Terry and a lot of the guys were coming up to me. I don't want to cuss. I'm trying to.
Yeah, please don't. This
they
is
were
federally
very,
licensed.
They were very upset, disgruntled.
Yeah.
You know, and that went all the way up. So I had
disgruntled
no clue.
About what?
Ferguson's votes. They didn't like his votes.
On what?
Well, issue two was one of the issues because what that did is it had to do about funding the infrastructure, getting the infrastructure built in the area. And they were very upset about it. And I was like, look, I'm not sitting in office. And they're like, well, we need you to fix this. And I'm like, I'm not the one sitting in office. You're going to have to talk to the people that's sitting in office.
Right.
So I ended up, it just gravitated from there and it just kept going on and on. I mean, I had Department of Ag, local folks with Ag. They were getting upset.
Which Ag? Is that Don Jones?
Yeah, Don Jones pushed that bill out. I think it was House, I forget, I think it's 99. I'm not so sure which bill number it was. But, we're still in a drought.
Mm-hmm.
And people that own cows and farms, they wanted to get funding. The state was going to offer funding to get the water.
Right.
And he voted no on that one, too.
Wow.
So that really upset the ag folks. So even though I had gotten out of the Senate, all right, let's back up. So before I even got into the Senate,
mm-hmm.
I was doing mental toughness speeches through, with a lot of professional sports,
Oh, really?
Worked out with the Miami Dolphins, did Pittsburgh Pirates, and
you taught the Pittsburgh Pirates how to be mentally tough? Are you serious?
It was just a mental toughness program. Acumen Performance, some of my SEAL buddy friends owned the company, and they were getting contracts. Well, just like the conversation that we had about how do you get through Hell Week?
Yeah.
And it's that the determination, the focus on, I'd rather, I hate losing more than I like winning, and having that mental toughness just to, no matter what anybody says to you or says about you, you just got to stay focused on, focus on a prize.
God, I need that because everybody says bad stuff about me. Can you teach
everybody
me?
Everybody says bad stuff about me right now, too. But
can you
reality,
teach me? Can you, I got to take a short break here. Can you teach me mental toughness during this commercial break? Would it take like 2 or 3 minutes or would it take?
Good luck. We'll try.
More with our very special guest, Frank Hoagland, former state senator. He is running against Ron Ferguson, House District 96, and we are just getting started. Stay tuned.